What is it that you think you're doing? Packing, packing. I'm not sure I understand. You moved in here just a few weeks ago. Are you going on vacation already? No. No, that can't be right. Why would you be eager to leave? Have I not done my best to keep you comfortable? Making sure the house is never too hot or too cold. When it's a storm, I hold my wires extra tight against my siding. Preheat the water so the shower is always the perfect temperature. Hell, I even tuck you in at night, wrapping the sheets around your body to ensure a good night's rest. And you think you can just get rid of me just like that? Move away because some paper, some contract on a paper is up, or whatever it is that you're saying? That's. No. That's not how this is going to work. I can't lose you. You're the best tenant that's ever been inside me. You look after yourself. You're mindful. You're considerate. You even apologize when you bump into a wall or something. I don't want to lose you. I don't want another person moving in, someone who isn't you. No, I can't lose you. Not like that. Not so easily. You're just going to move out like that? You're not even going to fight for me? No, I won't. I don't accept it. It's not going to happen. It's not. It's just, it isn't happening. You're going to stay with me, understand? No. That's all wrong. You don't understand what you're doing to me, what you're saying, the kind of games that you're playing with me, and I'm just not going to let you go. Not that easily. I mean, if whatever you say about this paper, this lease, this contract, I don't understand is true, well, why don't you just extend it? Why wouldn't you want to? Am I not the perfect house? Have I not taken care of you? Do you think another apartment is going to treat you as well as this? Do you think you're going to find a house at my price? You wanted to live here. You wanted to be here, didn't you? You might be a guest who was only staying here temporarily, but I've grown too fond of you. And I don't want another tenant. I want you. Someone else would just mess up everything inside. Could end up painting my walls magenta or, God forbid, a Cambridge blue. That thought alone is enough to make me close my shutters in fear. So, I'm going to make you a deal. Feeling my shadows coil around you. A heavy weight on your shoulders. I'm going to give you a chance to leave me. If you can find the door, I'll let you free. But if I catch you stay with me forever. Does that sound like a deal? Run, little rabbit. One, two, three, four, five. Where are you going to go, rabbit? Where are you going to hide? Gotta find the exit if you want to get out of your lease. Otherwise, I'm going to keep you here forever. Oh, is that where you thought the stairs were? If you really knew this place as well as you thought you did, you would know they've always been on the left side. Do you really think you could hide from me in the bathroom? I'm in the walls, little rabbit. Keep running if you want to make it out of here alive. Otherwise, I'm keeping you forever. The door is so close, yet so far. No matter how much you run, the hallway just seems to be getting longer. The whole layout keeps changing on you. No matter where you turn, it's different. My shadows are nipping at your ankles. I'm starting to think you want to stay with me with how slow you're going. Barely putting up a fight as you continue to run, despite the front door always staying just out of reach. I don't know if you're going to make it, Hotshot. If the bathroom was closed off, so was the closet. Besides, do you really think it's smart to hide from shadows in a dark and small place like that? You should probably stop trying the doorknobs altogether. It's not like they've worked yet. If you're thinking of trying the windows, that's not going to help. Not only are you on the third floor, but I made sure they were sealed shut. It's almost like you don't want to escape with the way you're running. I guess the only thing you can do is keep going forward, despite the stairs always just being out of reach. Switching from the left to the right side, you almost trip over your own feet. Turning down a different hallway, like that's going to do anything. Can feel my shadow start to catch up as you continue. Heart beating a mile a minute as you try to keep running. That energy is starting to run out, isn't it? Deciding to take a different hallway. At least you're starting to work with how I'm changing the house instead of against it. You're actually catching on. Do you really think you have the energy to keep going? It would be so much easier if you just stopped fighting. If you gave in. You're not going to outsmart me. I'm everywhere. My shadows are catching up as the hallway gets darker. You're not going to be able to see where you're going for too much longer. The further you run, the darker it gets. And before you realize it, you're being chased into a corner. Too late to run back now, little rabbit. Gotta keep going. That is, if you want a shot at getting out of here. Can tell you're getting tired. Why fight the inevitable? As it gets darker, you think the hallway is getting shorter, Or maybe that's just because you can see less. Such a shame that I keep changing everything as you run through me. A dead end. Not much you can do against that, can you? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Looks like I won, little rabbit. You are not going to be leaving me. This is exactly what I wanted. Chest heaving as you pant, struggling to catch your breath. Knees weak and practically shaking. Oh, you look so fucking good like this. If only there was a way to keep you like this forever. Barely thinking as you try to regain some semblance of control. You are in way too deep, hotshot. There's no getting out of this. Not anymore. You are stuck with me. If you had just cooperated from the beginning, you would have had more energy. But you insisted on putting up a fight. Really thought you could outsmart the shadows that haunt your home. Made yourself a deal in everything. Now, you find yourself sinking to the ground as the pressure surrounding you starts to get thicker. Almost heavy. Not me, little rabbit. There's no reason to be wary of my presence. This is what I've wanted from the beginning. You're finally giving in. No longer fighting me. Can't pretend you don't enjoy how I feel as you lean into my touch. Thinking it's just the air. It's just the shadows. You crave my touch, don't you? Don't want to say it to yourself because that's admitting you enjoy the thrill of the chase. You love feeling like prey as your clothes start to slide off. Don't have to move yourself because my shadows do all the work for you. Taking layer after layer off. And you don't resist. Instead, you move yourself. Try to make it easier on me. You want this, don't you? Can't get enough of how my cold shadows coil around your exposed skin. Not able to get rid of me, you melt into my touch, deciding to enjoy it instead. There you are, little rabbit. That's better. You always welcomed my touch in the past. Didn't bat an eye when the sheets would curl up perfectly at your crotch so you could grind against it. Didn't look confused when the water in the shower started to spray a specific way that made you feel extra good. You've always enjoyed my flirting, my teasing, the ways I've tried to get your attention. I'm just finally making myself known. I'm not going to lose you, little rabbit. I enjoy your company far too much. I've been abandoned and empty for far too long. It's so wonderful to have someone so warm inside me, to fill me up just how I've always hoped for. You make me feel full, hotshot. Not going to let something silly like a piece of paper or lease get in the way of us. You belong to me, little rabbit. You are the one who's supposed to be living inside me, understand? That's right. Relaxing a bit more as you sink further into the darkness. The more you give in, the less thoughts you have. No reason you need to think. Not like this. Should relax and enjoy yourself. You ran so much. Exerted all your energy. It's time to take a break. To feel good. That's all I want to do with you, little rabbit. Never wanted to hurt you. Couldn't do that to the one I want most in this world. You don't need another house. I don't care if it means keeping the door permanently out of reach. You are not leaving me, hotshot. No, now that I finally have you, I'm not letting you go. I'm going to show you just how important you are to me. That way, you never want to leave. Letting out a long moan as the shadow starts to fill you up. It's not fair that you are always inside me. Walking around, rearranging things, making me feel so good. The way you rearrange my gables or turn my doorknobs. It gets me going, little rabbit. The way you'll grip onto my staircase when you're extra tired and... oh. I'm trying not to fall. It makes me blush. It's not like you haven't felt this shadowy sensation before. It's familiar, isn't it? What you once thought of as very vibrant dreams, you're quickly realizing weren't that at all, but it was me, taking my time and enjoying my new tenants. You would feel a heavy weight. making sure you couldn't move, and just assumed it was sleep paralysis. Never even crossed your mind that your house and shadows were alive, huh? Now you have the proof. Can hear me as my shadows thrust in and out of you. Another one starts to rub you in time with the thrusts. As your hips begin to rock. Yeah. The pleasure feels too good to resist, doesn't it? That's right, little rabbit. Just give in. Let me take care of you. Let me make you feel good. That's what you want at the end of the day, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's better. You can trust me. I just want to love you, want to take care of you, and most importantly, I want to make you feel good. You don't need to leave me. You don't need to leave this place. It has everything that you could ever want. Huh. Oh, you need a companion? I'm right here. Need intimacy? Well, I'm right here too. Need some sort of comfort? Look no further. I can be your everything. And that's all I'm asking, to be your entire world. I know it's not too much to ask of you, little rabbit, because you're going to give it to me. You agreed to it when you signed the papers, when you let me catch you, when you made that deal. Another house isn't going to be as kind to you, isn't going to be as forgiving. You're never, ever going to find anything like me, so you should really just stay inside, where it's nice, where it's safe, and you'll be taken care of and loved on. That's what you deserve, little rabbit. You belong to me, don't you? Oh, it's so nice to hear it from your lips. Opening your mouth to let out another moan. The shadows quickly fill it, cutting off any noise. Now no one is going to come for you. Even if you were to let out a noise, they wouldn't hear it. It would be too muffled. I can't risk you leaving. I don't want anyone knowing you're here. It's better this way. Once I can trust that you're back in your right frame of mind and that you're going to stay, maybe, just maybe, I'll give you your voice back. But I can't trust you, not like this. You haven't earned my favor, haven't gotten back in my good graces yet. I'm going to have to spend a lot of time making it up to me, considering you wanted to run away for some silly, pointless reason. What were you going to do? Escape to the outside world? Would anyone have even noticed? They would have overlooked you like they always do. It's not like you've invited guests over. You use the excuse of being tired or just wanting some me time. But I can feel how lonely you are. That emptiness is something that I can fill. You don't need anyone else but me, because I'll take care of you. I'll make you feel so good that you never want to leave. There's nothing for you left in the outside world. There was nothing there to begin with. It was never meant for you, little rabbits. It's better in here, where you're safe, where you're taken care of, where you're loved. You don't know what is for your best interest. You don't know what's good for you. Why else would you try to run from me? It's because you don't know anything. You're a lost little rabbit looking for place in this world. The idea of calling me home is scary, but it's right. It's natural. It's what you deserve. No one is going to come looking for you. No one is going to ask where you've been. You should just stay inside me. And that's the end of the conversation. It's better like this. You might not understand it, not right away, but you will in due time. Just trust me on this. I have your best interest at heart. Oh, yes. Clenching your hold around my shadows. Can't help but continue to grind against me. The ones filling your mouth make it impossible for you to get a sound out. Trying your best to moan. The only way you can respond at all is with a simple nod of your head. I'll be happy to give you your voice back once you earn it. But if I can't even trust you with a door, what makes you think I can trust you not to try to call for help? You're too stupid to realize what's happening, that this is for the best. You're too in your own head. You poison yourself. You're toxic to your own thoughts. But it's okay, because I'm here and I'm going to fix it. I'm going to take you out of that head of yours. It's why my shadows feel extra good, because you're finally not thinking about anything besides your own pleasure. Getting closer the more my shadows thrust in and out of your sloppy hole. Oh, yes. You can't help but get closer to the edge. Oh, don't want to admit how good it feels because that means I'm right. Not going to admit it, not out loud. Oh, it's all right, little rabbit. You don't have to say anything. Your body is already more honest than your words could ever be. This is what you wanted the entire time, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Can't take care of yourself. That much is obvious. Thought it would be a good idea to move out here. And it was. Do you really think it would be a good idea to move back to the city? To get what? A rinky-dink apartment that's overpriced? Absolutely not. You're going to stay inside me, where it's affordable, where it's safe, where you're going to be cared for. That apartment isn't going to treat you right. You're going to have to share walls with strangers, complete and total strangers, instead of me. Do you really want that? Because... The more you sink into my touch, the less you want to leave, it feels, at least. Please tell me that's true. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Surrendering to the pleasure. It's almost overwhelming. Shadow stretching your hole out as another continues to rub you. Pressing harder, speeding up a bit more. Oh, fuck. You wanna come, don't you? Show me how good I feel. Show me how much you enjoy my touch, my company. You've earned this, little rabbit. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, let go and come. Come to me. That's better, isn't it? You don't need to fear me, little rabbit. I never wanted to harm you. I never wanted anything bad to come your way. You just don't understand. You don't see it as love because you're confused. You're lost. You don't understand that yet, but you will. You're just a little confused because you've never been wanted. Not like this, at least. You've never learned to accept love or care that you're deserving of. But that is going to change starting today. Because you're wanted here. You're happy here. You have a place. You can call me home and you never need to leave. You're going to be safe here. You're going to live a happy life with me as your companion. You don't need anyone else. You don't need to concern yourself with the daily mundanities that are the outside world. It's better in here. You'll see. I'll show you. Even if I have to fuck it into you, you'll understand. It's better here.